Gene Pulliam on line one.
I want to borrow some money.
Right.
Are you at that country club this morning?
Yes.
Well, old Paul Miller just came in here, waddled in, and said that he wanted me to do whatever you said, and he just let you sign a blank check on the AP and the luncheon or something. And I said, I want to call old Gene, talk to him. I haven't heard from him. And I called, and the secretary said, well, he does live here, but we don't know where he went, and he's out until late this afternoon. And I gave up, and I said, well, when the White House operator can't get a fella, he's gone. Old Paul said, he's at the Paradise Country Club right now. So you tell Edgar Hoover, by God, that Paul Miller knows more about how to locate you than he does. We're going to work out something. I don't know what it is. I'm going out and see Westmoreland. I'm still going to try to make his pitch. What I'd like to do is bring him in here and bring him up there and introduce him. And thank the editors for helping us every way they could, and then say that this man's not any great to shakes as an orator. He's just there as their trustee and their guardian of their boys, and he'll answer any question they want to ask, and then just have a little press conference for about an hour and let every man get up and give the name of his paper in a loud, clear voice, ask a understandable question.
There's one thing that I want you to remember your wedding. I told you 6 months ago, and you just stuck right with it.
They haven't pushed me an inch. They haven't pushed me an inch, Gene. I got a steel mill this morning, and I got a power plant yesterday.
All right, then you've got your wedding, and I think that I feel absolutely sure that you come up there. You've got the best audience in America. You'll be back from Vietnam, and bring it Westmoreland, which, of course, would be wonderful.
I don't know whether I can do it or not. I'm going to try to do it. But I'm not going to argue with you and Paul Miller, and I'll do something, and you just quit worrying about it. What I called you about was they inaugurating a new president of Brazil Monday, and I've got to send two or three representatives down there, and I imagine you got too much sense to like to travel, but I just wondered if you had any interest in that country at all, or whether you'd like to go as my representative.
I would be just delighted if I've had two or three funerals out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go unless I wanted to, and any time you do want to do anything like this, you let me know. I'll send you as my representative, and I just happened to think of it this morning. It's the most important thing to us down there, and the commies damn near took it away from me, and I got in time to save it, like I did Dominican Republic, and like
I talked to a man yesterday who'd been down there, and he said he was very much
It is.
But listen, you can't do anything better for yourself than for you. Another thing, you're going to make it possible for a hell of a lot of us to go to bat with a lot of bang next year. You see, that's what I'm figuring out.
Well, I think next year I'm going to come out there and make you move over and sell me about an acre of that big estate of yours and let me put up one of these prefab houses, and I think I'll live in Arizona. God bless you. We'll work it out. Now, if you don't get a birdie, don't lay it on to me, and the first time you miss a putt, quit cussing me for getting you upset.
The only thing I'm going to do is just keep insisting that the best thing you can do for yourself and the Democratic Party and the country up there, and you'll silence 75% of the criticism.
All right.
Right there.
Well, I'll do it. And
same thing.
How much do you pay Jack Valenti? Is he on a retainer from the Arizona Republic?
I wish he were.
Well, by God, he just goes around talking about you all the time. He's over at the house night before last, and he wants to name you Pope or something, whatever's the biggest job in the world.
Well, come, I'm a Protestant preacher's kid. I couldn't call him.
Thank you, Gene.
All right.
Bye. Well, Gene?